Merry Christmas, everyone.
And happy holidays.
No, no. We're saying Merry Christmas again. And happy holidays.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast. We're streaming live on Digital Stream Radio. You can listen live every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. On today's show, we welcome Charlotte Regan, author of Loving Lakin, a book that details the journey of Lakin James and the impact of his attempt at suicide. It details the youngster's struggle as he tries to pick up the pieces coming back from the brink. It's worth noting that all proceeds from the pre-sale of this book went to the Trevor Project, an organization that provides services and resources for those contemplating suicide, which is very, very important. My name is Tom, and I am your host. And as always, I'm here with my two amazing friends, starting with the first one.
Hey, y'all. Nick. Or Trish.
And
good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And welcome you all to
The Dish.
All right. So we've got an awesome show. We've got a guest. There's so much to talk about. But before we do, was it 2 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago, we put out a little call out there for our 100th episode talking about the roast of Trish, right? So we've got three emails so far, and she said we needed five. Did she? Right?
Five. We actually have four now.
So if we have four, then okay. But just in case, we still need two more. So two more people need to hit us up and let us know that they want us to roast Trish for Chris's 100th.
Not 100th birthday.
Well, no, it's for the 100th episode of Gay Talk 2.0, and of course, on Chris's birthday. So, you know, we want to give that gift to Chris as a birthday.
I would love it. And we will definitely be reaching out to Dave Hartman, because it was his idea all along to roast Trish when she was gone for one of the episodes.
That'll be fun.
After this week, Chris, you should really tread lightly.
I didn't do anything. Ooh. I didn't do anything. We were fighting all week.
I smell beef.
We were fighting all week.
We were. But we don't need to get on that topic.
Because we're good now.
Yeah. They're on good, you know, and we're
he
here.
He put out a little bit. It was fun.
So
You're such a slut.
So
I smell a little bit like somebody else's butthole, but...
Right? Yeah. I smelled that as soon as he walked into the house, I was like, I smell something.
I think it's a Bobby?
No, I think it's
a Bobby hole?
No, it's a Bay Breeze.
That's what it is. Sex by the Bay. All right, no, I'm kidding. So, speaking of Bay Breeze, why don't we talk about our cocktail for today?
That was one. Yes, just like that segue, our cocktail is also tasty.
He's worse than Donald Trump, freaking diverting and shit.
Fake news. So, yes, today we are going with a classic that we have used once before, but Tom is having a sweet tooth. He was a little low in vitamin C. Scurvy was setting in, so we're going to bring some fruit in. Today we're going with the classic vodka Bay Breeze.
What the fuck is scurvy?
I don't know. Chris is on point tonight. Let him run away. Do it.
So today's cocktail, like I said, is a vodka Bay Breeze. The following ingredients are based on the IBA measures for the Seabreeze when you issue the parts. So this consists of two parts vodka. As always, we like to use our big gallon jug of Tito's vodka.
Of course you do.
Six parts cranberry juice and 1.5 parts pineapple. Build all the ingredients in a highball glass filled with ice and garnish with a lime wedge. When I do it, I like to use more pineapple, splash a cran, shake it up, make that thing nice and frothy, throw an orange and a cherry in there, and you're good to go.
It is absolutely delicious. I love anything that pineapple.
Pineapple's a great addition to vodka,
it is,
especially.
To anything, really.
I don't like it.
So moving on. It's pretty much that.
Mm-hmm. She's not even having our cocktail today. What are you having?
I feel like the past couple of weeks, I'm not having your cocktails.
Yeah, you've been having your vodka with whatever. So tell us what you're having.
It's a vodka with the margarita mix from Ripe.
Ripe. Ripe. Mm-hmm. Connecticut made.
So she's having basically like a vodka margarita.
Yeah,
it's like a vodka sour.
I mean, sort of, but their margarita mix is it's like fresh lime juice.
Right.
It's more, to me, it's more like a gimlet than anything else.
It's delicious.
And it doesn't give you heartburn. Mm-hmm. Which is like the best thing about their margarita mix.
And by the way, we got a text message from Jess Brannis as we are coming on the show. And she said, roast Trish. So now we've got four.
That's not an email, Jess. That's not an email.
Jess, girl, I need that in email form, please.
Jess, just email gatetalk2.0@gmail.com and let us know that you want us to roast Trish.
Thank you, baby.
And speaking of Jess, right before we came on our show, we actually did her podcast, which is Drinks with Jess. I love this girl.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys.
No, what?
I booked Jess. She's coming back on the show in February.
Fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
We're gonna do an episode because February, Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
She's a dating coach.
Uh-huh.
So we're gonna have an episode dedicated to dating in the LGBT community.
That'll be amazing because, mm-hmm. you know, she is a dating coach, so she can, you know, talk to a lot of the stuff that, you know, people go through, whether you're a man or a woman. I would assume that, you know, the basics apply to both genders. So.
And she gives great advice.
She does.
We had her on the show, I believe it was the first time we had her on, and I even asked a personal question that I thought could help me and some of our listeners, and she really does great advice. So I think it's a good work, Nick, for bringing her on for that time of year.
Yes!
You
broke up.
Yes.
And she broke up.
Sorry, you were saying though, Tom, before I interrupted you.
So
I forgot she was talking.
So, you know, you have Drinks with Jess, and she also does the Dating Pool podcast, which is the one that's actually dedicated to, you know, figuring out the dating pool and all that stuff. And she does, I believe, three episodes.
It's geared to the women of the LGBTQ mm-hmm. community.
So she's got an episode on Monday, one on Wednesday, and then the wrap up on Friday, which she sort of kind of brings everything together. She does really great work. So if you guys want to check her out, definitely do that.
She also has a couple books out, too.
Of course, she does. I don't remember the names of the book. I feel like she needs to call us right now and tell us.
But you know what's funny about that, too? I was on the phone with her the other day, and she was like, oh, my God. Today is the, she just emailed us. That bitch.
Yes,
she wrote Trish.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, she's listening live over on our live stream. So thank you so much for being a supporter of Gay Talk 2.0 because we love you.
And even though like a lot of her work is geared more to the women of the LGBT community, she has so much to offer anyone. So you can mm-hmm. really get good advice. And I just highly recommend that anyone check out her show.
That's
and
awesome. I also have a crush on her.
So. That's true. So yeah, back off because she's Trish's.
Seriously. So, all right. So we still have stories that we need to get into. But before we do, we have some, you know, announcements that we need to make from some of our sponsors. So here's one. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Innovative Heating and Cooling LLC, a Connecticut-based business servicing the greater New England tri-state area. From maintenance and repairs to replacements, conversions, and even new installs, Innovative Heating and Cooling provides professional top-quality work for both commercial and residential customers. Call our friends Garrett and Kyle today and schedule your free in-home estimate by calling 203-283-7272. You can follow them on Facebook at Innovative Heating and Cooling. Now back to the show. All right. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So before playing our little promo there for one of our sponsors, which is Innovative Heating and Cooling, amazing work. Actually, they did all of my work for my conversion, so which is why we had them on the show. Jess Brannis, the books, Seeking Her, Knowing You was one of her first ones. And then, of course, 0 to 90, both are available on probably all of the major platforms for book services, Amazon, probably mm-hmm. Kindle, maybe even Apple Books. So make sure that you look out for it, read them, buy them. She's amazing. And now let's continue on with the show.
She's like a lesbian Gandhi, kind of.
Oh, I freaking love her. Seriously. Seriously.
That doesn't get shot in the end. So let's keep it nice.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so we've got some stuff. Do we want to talk about our weekends before we move into our stories? I feel like Christopher has a story to tell. Yes, he does. He's shaking his head like, no, but you went away this weekend.
Again.
Well, for a portion of the weekend. Where did you go?
I went to Long Island.
And what did you do in Long Island?
I was hanging out with someone very important.
Did anything solidify while you were there?
Yes.
What was that solidification?
I was hanging out with my boyfriend.
Oh!
That's the worst time
solidified
I said it out loud.
Was what fell on his stomach.
So I think it's been a total of 4 or 5 episodes uh-huh. from a breakup to a boyfriend. Proud of you. Proud of you. She gets claps.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was a very nice weekend, but we can move on.
Also, can I just put mm-hmm. this out to said boyfriend? I want to meet you. Come on the show.
You need to come take a trip up to Connecticut. I know that you work. I work too. But
hashtag PTO. We know you got it.
Yeah. Hello. And then come and sit down with us so we can watch you, you know.
Well, he does want to hang out possibly on New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yay. Foot season, all that good stuff. Didn't I tell you?
What?
Didn't I tell you?
What?
Didn't I tell
you? Bitches talking behind my back.
Oh, you
we
did.
Sure were.
Yeah.
I told
yeah,
you.
Did.
What? I said, I think that our little Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve rendezvous may end up being a big collective of couples, and I'm going to be the only single one.
No, I don't think my significant other will be here. So
I'm calling all.
So then we get the spare bedroom.
All of my tricks.
Bitch, you get a blow up mattress. I'm your elder. Hello.
It sure
She's
does
certainly
show.
Looking at
Bitch, you look older than me. And it was
this
proven.
Is valid.
It
this
was
is
proven.
It is true.
We went
I
to a bar and everybody thought you were older than I was.
Everyone thinks I'm older than everyone.
So, well, that's.
You bitches gave me this patch of gray right here.
No, you gave that to yourself. Seriously. But you know what? I am proud of you. So, Christopher,
yes.
Why don't you make the announcement? Let everybody know what you'll be doing in January.
I'm very excited. It actually brought my mother to tears. Starting January 17th, I'm going to school.
Yay! I'm so excited. I've been bothering him about this for a long time.
I've been wanting to do it for a while, and I'm finally ready. I'm doing a transfer program through Gateway, so I'm going to start at a community college, and the program I'm doing, I highly recommend looking into it. All the credits are guaranteed to transfer to any of the Connecticut state schools, and if any of the classes you take are needed for a bachelor's degree, you do not have to retake these courses. So it's a more efficient and affordable way to get started, and I very much look forward to starting the next chapter of my life.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You know, I do start my next semester in January. I've been enrolled now for quite a while. I took a couple of semesters off because there was just so much going on with the purchase of the house, et cetera. But I'm going to go back. It's going to be very hectic come January.
I have my degree.
So yeah. I got to keep up with you.
I'm proud of you.
I got to keep up with my boys. I want to get my edumacation
yeah.
going.
Got to get that edumacation. All right. So why don't we jump into some stories? I will give someone the floor to start off first because, you know, I'm all over the place today. Chris, Nick, any of you want to start kicking it off?
Chris, go.
Good okay. news?
Yeah, good news.
Yes.
Especially with, you know, like what we knew last week, Australia joining the world as the 25th nation to legalize same-sex marriage. Couples in Australia are supposed to notify the government at least 1 month before they get married, which meant that the first same-sex weddings would take place on January 9th, 1 month after Australia became the 25th country to legalize same-sex marriage. But some couples were able to forego the waiting period due to certain circumstances, if family had already traveled from far away, for example, or financial hardships. So a Sydney couple, Lauren Price and Amy Laker,
Congratulations, ladies.
Yes, congrats, ladies, claps. They tied the knot this Saturday, becoming the first gay couple to marry in the southeastern state of New South Wales. And that's really great news to hear from them. And Laker told Nine News, quote, "This day was already planned anyway as a commitment ceremony, but it wasn't legal. So it was great that it was passed through early."
That's awesome. Can I ask you, though? So is it really 25 now? Because I know Austria legalized same-sex marriage before Australia.
Did.
So wouldn't they be like the 26?
26. I think it's because it has to do the day that it maybe goes into effect.
Okay.
That might be it where Austria legalized it. It passed through their parliament, but it might not go into effect until maybe early of 2018.
Gotcha.
So we're looking at the 25, 26.
Yes. I just wanted to make
sure. Either way,
that,
great news.
Yeah, seriously. I just want to make sure that, you know, we are getting it all out there and letting people know of the strides and the amazing victories that the LGBT community is seeing worldwide, regardless of all the craziness and stupidity that's going on in this country with our idiot-in-chief. And speaking of him, I wanted to quickly just discuss seven words on the show because we need to make sure that these words mean something. Vulnerable, right? Entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based, science-based. And Trump, you can fucking suck it. I don't care what you do, when you do it, and how you do it. There is nothing in this world that you can do and no power that you have that will ever silence those words from our vocabulary. I don't care what you do.
Hell fucking no.
So in case you guys are
can
not
I see
wondering.
That list again?
Yeah, in case you're not wondering, I hashtagged all of them on my Twitter. In case you're not, in case you're wondering. What he did was his administration gave a directive to the CDC to ban using any of those words in anything that's official.
Now, were they all banned? I know transgender was.
Yes.
Well, so technically they're all banned.
All seven words were banned
okay.
from being used in any type of a publication from the CDC. And I was like, this is bullshit.
So I think what's important to know mm-hmm. about all of these words that we're looking, so I'm going to reread them. Vulnerable, mm-hmm. entitlement, diversity, transgender, fetus, evidence-based. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, uh-huh. right?
Science-based. Again, uh-huh. what? Those are the words. Now, let's think about everything that he hasn't been able to accomplish. Why do you think he put these words into... Why do you think he wants these words banned?
Well, first of all...
All of these things he's trying to accomplish, and he can't.
Let's look at hashtag evidence-based. There's a lot of evidence that shows that he may, or his campaign may have colluded with the Russian government to, you know, throw off the elections of the 2016 presidential election. So... Anything that has to do with evidence, anything that has to do with science, of course, because, you know, science-based information science. Tends to sort of kind of go against the main grain when it comes to corporate America, right? Because they need to make money.
No, beyond corporate America, uh-huh. science-based is geared toward the fact that we have climate change and uh-huh. it's real.
And if you look at the person that he had put... And as to the head of the EPA, uh-huh. this is a person who openly stated that global warming is a myth. And this is also the president who took the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement. We are now the only nation on the earth that is not part of the Paris Climate Agreement mm-hmm. or will.
Well, at least California should to be stepped up to the plate.
Many other states, California, mm-hmm. Connecticut.
Since we're working through the words, let's keep going. Fetus.
So fetus. But no, I'm not done with science-based yet because also to bring a point to this, science-based. It is now scientifically proven, also psychologically proven, that being transgender or being gay or being homosexual or being bisexual or being anything part of our community, there's nothing wrong with that. Science has already proven that.
Yeah, you don't have a disorder.
It's not a disorder. You're not sick. You're not less human. You are a person. And all you are is just someone who happens to just love someone either of the same sex or the opposite sex, or if you're a transgender, whatever sex you choose to decide to love. It is completely up to you, and there's nothing wrong with loving someone else.
I mean, preach, bitch.
Exactly.
So anyway, let's move on.
Next word?
Fetus.
We were all fetuses,
right?
Including that fucking asshole.
And this has to do with the vice president when you bring Mike Pence in. This mm-hmm. is bringing his anti-LGBT and his... incredibly pro-life, it's my way or the highway mm-hmm. kind of decision. And that is why, because he's so anti-abortion.
These words are real words.
They're words.
Yeah, fetus is a real word.
Right.
But we need to acknowledge it. We need to acknowledge that that you can't just erase something and expect us to forget about it.
But here's the thing.
Tally it up.
Thank you, baby. Fetus is a medical term for a fetus that has not fully developed into
a baby. There is no other term.
It's a fetus. It is a medical term to identify a living thing inside of a woman's womb that eventually becomes...
Or Trisha's womb.
Or Trisha's womb, you know, because you have that right as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you are vulnerable. But it eventually becomes a baby. So the fetus exists, and there's nothing that you can do to get rid of that word. I don't care how many times you ban it or do whatever it is that you want to fucking do.
But when you look at a campaign and an administration that runs the fake news campaigns, mm-hmm. fake words are the next thing to come.
And also, you're brainwashed, white-ass, rich cabinet needs to shut the fuck up because women have the right over their own body.
Of course.
And you cannot take that away from them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They have a right over their own reproductive health.
Just like I do, motherfucker.
Yeah. Hello. So making their own choices. It is very important that we, as a nation, not take that away from women. And women, wake the fuck up. Don't let this administration take it away from you.
I think they're woke.
Yeah, they're pretty woke.
They better be woke because let me tell you, we're going to go through the list, but just by the percentage of especially white women that voted in the Alabama Senate seat race, the percentage of white women,
scary.
It was just scary voting for this sexual predator.
For Roy Moore.
Yep. Yeah.
And on the flip side, I believe it was nearly 98% of black women mm-hmm. that went out and voted
and
voted for Jones.
You know, and you know, it's okay. So thank you to the community, the people of color that stepped up to the plate and did what they needed to do and showed up and voted, because you had a major, extremely major role to play mm-hmm. in that election. And the reason why we have someone other than Roy Moore in office is because of your dedication to the process,
right?
Exercising your right to vote.
Fuck yeah!
And they came out in droves. The numbers were insane. Outcomes of voters.
But 650,000 people voted for this man still,
which mm-hmm. scares the shit out.
Absolutely. And it was a very, very close race. That is not a tide turning race,
right?
No,
we had an outcome that was favorable because, of course, we're not going to put a sexual predator in our nation's Senate.
Oh well, we have a fucking president in the White House. Sexual predator.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to start somewhere.
Everybody makes mistakes, right?
But you know, it's alarming. It's alarming the amount of people that still went out and voted for that man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's alarming how many fucking people voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just horrible.
Needless to say, we're moving on. So the next word is transgender.
Transgender. What can we say about transgender?
Well, Mike Pence.
I mean, yeah, keep saying Mike Pence. It's true. It's fucking true.
It's
we had an entire month dedicated to the transgender community because they need more visibility. And we are going to work to give them more visibility. But the reason that this word is on the fucking list is because your stupid military ban got over fucking turned and you're a little prick that can't get off the fact that you have a small dick. Need to move on, motherfucker.
It's not even that. He was dealt a loss. That's what it was.
Of course
he was
dealt
a loss.
He's dealt a loss.
But this is his retaliation. This is what the president of the United States does. And, you know, he's dealt a loss and he retaliates
like
in a negative way.
He is a child.
You are screaming in my ears.
I'm sorry. This is what children do when they don't get their way. They throw a fit.
Exactly.
This is him throwing a fucking fit.
And you know what? Here's what I'll say about transgender. I want to thank... I especially want to thank Allison Fox Hale. I want to thank Alok. I want to thank
Bobby Ashton.
Yep. And also our last guest during our Transgender Awareness Month, which was Tony Ferriolo. You guys and gals and they are amazing. You're beautiful. You gave us a perspective on your personal world that is... You can't buy that.
No.
Nowhere.
And beyond all of that, each and every one of our guests that we had on our show, mm-hmm. whether they were local, whether they were international or not, does not matter. They are pillars within their own community, supporting
Absolutely.
Their community in such a beautiful way. Mm-hmm. And God, I wish that I could say that I feel that way about myself, that I was a pillar within my community. But I don't feel as strongly as those guests that we had on this show.
But I want to tell you something, Trish. I disagree with you. I think that, you know, your soapbox theater here on Gay Talk 2.0 is very amazing and impressive. And I'm week after week and throughout the course of the entire 94 episodes, this is episode 94 that we've been doing, I'm amazed at the amount of activism that we do with our voices. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from you guys.
So, vice versa, yeah.
You do a lot.
I think what's great about, well, we're getting away from this, but what's uh-huh. great, I just love what our show has become. I love the fact that we're giving reality and a voice to people right. that need the voice. And I don't know. I love you guys. Chris, I hate you. I love you. But this is we're doing such amazing stuff.
We do. And week after week, I feel that we do. And I hope that it resonates to our listeners. And if you do love the show, please tell your friends and tell us to, you know, hit us up. Send us messages if you guys have any questions or if you guys want us to talk about specific topics or any
even if
culture,
you don't
want
to come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Just send us an email. Let us know what you want to hear. Because in the end, we are doing this because we want to touch our listeners and touch you and help you and help anyone that may need to listen to our message.
And please keep the emails coming. Like, I don't think some of our listeners understand how much we appreciate the emails, especially we're reading ones where, hey, I'm blah, blah from Toronto or California. We've been listening from the beginning. So it's just incredible to know.
Sorry.
It's just incredible to know how many people, like the three of us, we've been on a journey since day one. But it's incredible to know we have had so many other people come on this journey with us.
Right.
And it's humbling and it's moving. And just keep the love coming because it's really greatly appreciated.
Yeah. We need to move on. Next word. Sorry. Diversity.
Well.
Diversity.
Let's look at his cabinet for a second.
No.
Let's look at the people that surround him for
right.
a second. They're white one percenters.
Yep, exactly.
Why the fuck do you think he got rid of diversity?
Do you remember that thing I showed you guys where it was during the campaign? It was Black Republicans was like the stand that they had, and there were four white people standing there, and they were all looking at each other, and the caption was, did you bring the black guy? Oh, did you bring? I thought you brought the black guy. Has been against diversity from day one.
One of my favorite things I think I saw was the fact that they were, him and a whole bunch of white men were huddling over a executive order about women's rights. Not one fucking woman in the room.
Absolutely right. It's disgusting. Not it's to say ridiculous. Republicans are racist in general, but yes.
You're not representing the country as a whole.
Right.
This country is founded on diversity. This country is founded on uniqueness, and there's so much beauty within that. Mm-hmm. So much beauty within that. And if you want to strike the word diversity from the record, go fuck yourself, because I'm sorry. It's what makes our country as beautiful and strong as we are.
And they're in for a rude awakening, because I really feel like with what's been transpiring in the past months, or especially the past weeks, 2018 is going to be the year for American women. Women are standing up, and women are going to take back, or finally get the rights that they deserve. So I think 2018 is going to be a huge year for diversity. Mm-hmm. So CDC, get those keys ready, because we're adding that word back.
Get it.
Hello.
So
next word.
Go.
Entitlement. Surprising a little bit.
It is, because everyone in his cabinet, they're all entitled.
Mm-hmm. He's
including
entitled.
Him.
Exactly.
He's entitled.
So why would we strike that word?
I don't know.
We're entitled to rights. That's why. Because there he doesn't think the American people are entitled to the rights that they are basically given our Constitution. We are entitled to certain things, and you cannot strike that from the record.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
This is how Hitler started, by the way. Banning stuff, banning social, like social, you know, events and literature and changing the dynamic and the way that people communicated within that nation at that time.
Yeah,
this is
that's what
started.
Happens when you have the state-run media and you put everything else down as fake news. Yeah, this is the making of a dictator.
I want to reiterate too, though, that word entitlement is very important. You need to hold on to it, because you are entitled to your basic human rights.
Unalienable
you are
rights.
Entitled to your American
Inalienable.
Rights. It's ridiculous. That word means something, and don't think it doesn't.
Right.
And the last word. We were talking about this with Jess today. Uh-huh. Vulnerable.
Vulnerable. We need to understand vulnerability and being vulnerable so that we could know what we need to improve on and what we need to fight for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Especially like Chris was just saying, this is going to be the year for women's rights. And I 100% support that. But like with this whole movement, hashtag me too. There's a lot of vulnerability within that. And the fact that women are standing up finally and being strong enough to share the vulnerability of what they went through mm-hmm. with the country, why the fuck do you think he struck it?
Right.
Why do you think he got rid of that word?
And look what was happening days before, or was it Inauguration Day? Or prior to it, the Women's March, the International Women's March, where people across the mm-hmm. globe were marching for women's rights. And then this is the kind of mistreatment that is finally being shown the light. Next year is going to be even stronger, even more powerful.
And he's treated women like objects and not like human beings.
And there's proof of it.
And
recordings.
He
it is
literally
proven.
Is a sexual predator. That man in the White House is a sexual predator. And we cannot let people forget that.
Right.
And, you know, I understand that some women just didn't want to vote for Hillary. But it still blows my fucking mind how you voted for that. Douchebag.
Or even a customer who comes into my restaurant who has a child with a mental illness. And when Donald Trump went out there and was mocking this reporter, and that woman came in with her child, both in Donald Trump shirts on Election Day.
When you told me that story, I just wanted to like walk into that restaurant and just punch her.
They had to hold... I wasn't going to hit a person because I don't incite violence, but they had to keep me away. They're like, Chris, you just let it go, because I was going to say something. I don't understand how women could have gone out. And like Tom said, the number of white women that voted for Roy Moore, it is disgusting.
It is.
I think it's really important to know and reiterate, as we always do, that we literally have an unstable, mentally healthy person running our country right now.
They scheduled a physical for him.
He is.
We'll see how that goes.
He's not a stable human being. In any other scenario, he would probably be deemed something or other. We know that he's a narcissist, but what else is going on in that brain?
He's crazy.
He's
and he's also not smart. There are elements in his life that he's smart.
When when it comes to real estate, yeah.
Yeah.
But when he speaks, he just uses the same words over and over again. Estate.
When it comes to cheating and avoiding paying taxes, and he has mastered the art of not showing anybody what his books are, and it is sad that we allowed someone to go into our presidential office.
The first one in over 40 years.
Disclosing his
50, 60 years.
Conflicts of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So that just sucks.
He's running the White House like he did his reality TV show.
So I also wanted to remind our listeners, two episodes ago when we had Ramsey Thompson on the show, I had mentioned that I was going to call two senators to leave them a voicemail and let them know how I felt and how we felt as a collective show here about what's going on in Utah. I have not forgotten. Those calls are going to happen. And when we do have them, I will make sure to play them on the show for you. I have not forgotten. I promised you guys that I was going to do it, and I am going to do it.
Yes, Tommy, keeping his word.
Of course I am. Trust me when I tell you. I've been thinking about exactly what it is that I'm going to say, because I'm not going to be a bitch.
Right.
I don't want to be a bitch. I want to be very professional.
That's why I'm not calling.
Exactly. And I want to be very composed, and I want to make sure that the message gets through. But in the end, they need to happen.
Yeah.
So I haven't forgotten about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So, good. Speaking of phone calls, we had a phone call that we need to make. We should make it. It should be like no less than 2 minutes because we need to go on break and bring our guest in.
Yeah. So let's make that phone call.
Let's make that phone call now to the boys.
Let's see. Here. Buckle up, everybody.
Buckle up. It's going to be a ride. I have it here.
Thank you for calling Wildfire Radio. Like that. In 15 seconds or less, please state your...
Ooh, that didn't sound right.
That was not sounding good.
Yeah. We're going to try dialing them again.
Thank you for calling Wildfire Radio.
There you go. Much better.
Like Daddy. In 15 seconds or less, please state your name and the topic you are calling about after the tone. Then press the pound key.
We're calling for the Idiots Radio, and of course, it is the boys of Gay Talk 2.0.
Yas.
Pick up the phone. I'm such a bitch.
And now we do the waiting game.
Exactly. So anyway, while we wait, let them talk. They have a lot of amazing people on the show in there. And of course, Icavelli, who's a member of the LGBT community and one of the newest idiots.
And it's loud and crazy, and there's never a dull moment there. And
hello.
It's a really good time. We've been on the show with the idiots two times.
Twice.
Thank you.
Twice.
You may listen to the show while waiting.
Shall we?
A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the air with the host.
Beep. They're probably on break with our luck, because, you know, Andy's got to get his cancer in.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do? So, yeah, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way of what's going on in our political environment right now, and it's going to be insane.
One of the things that now that, you know, while we have a break, I'm just going to keep it going.
Yeah, sure.
Back to the Roy Moore thing. There was a video when I was watching CNN, and I saved a video about this father protesting Roy Moore after his lesbian daughter committed suicide and spoke out. Again, and Moore spoke out against gay people, calling them demons. And this father was in tears, mm-hmm. sitting there talking to one of the reporters from CNN, saying, I used to be anti-gay. I used to think it was wrong. I didn't believe in any of it. And then my daughter took her life. And I realized they're not demons. They're not pedophiles. And I just...
Yo! Can you hear me?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hello.
Yo!
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Frisco.
I guess it's not working.
I guess it's not working. So listen, we're going to cut them off. We'll deal with
you. Can you guys hear me?
No, we can't hear you.
No, we can hear you. You can't hear us. Hello? Anyway, this is... awkward. All right, let's just end this and try it out later.
So anyway, we will try him back again. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, hopefully we can get Charlotte on the phone with us. It's an amazing story. Here's some music. We'll be right back.
If you need my hands to pull you up above the earth, well, I will lift you up to show you just how much your heart just like a crown. And if it beats for me, then I would never put it down. 'Cause we need to be loved. Say we need to be loved by someone.
Right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, from the break. That was We Need to Be Loved by the incredible Anthony Starbell. More music. Hello. Anyway, welcome back to the show. We were supposed to have Charlotte Regan on the show today to cover her book, but unfortunately, we have not been able to connect on our Skype call like we were supposed to. So it looks like we're having technical difficulties. So if we can't get her on at some point throughout the episode, we will rearrange to have her back on the show, because I think that what she's doing with her book is very important. Needless to say, I will still, we'll still put out all the information on the book to make sure that the information is out there and you guys have access to it. We'll put all the links on our webpage for you guys to have access to the books. I think you guys should read it. It's amazing. But anyway, so because we don't have Charlotte on the phone or on Skype with us, we're going to try once again to call the Idiots Radio, because we do want to wish our friends over at the Idiots Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and all that good stuff. Right, boys? So let me try. You guys can keep talking amongst yourselves while I get the phone going.
What do you want to talk about?
In the words of Paul Anthony, pick up the goddamn phone!
Let's hope it works this time. Mm-hmm. Hello, Frisco.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Wildfire Radio. Big Daddy in 15 seconds or
did
less.
Did you say Daddy?
State your name and the topic you are calling about after the tone. Then press the pound key.
Gay Talk
2.0.
We're calling bitches.
Pick up.
It's amazing, you know.
Are we supposed to press a button now?
No.
Thank you. You may listen to the show while waiting.
Oh, you're welcome.
A beeping noise will indicate when you are on the air with the host.
Am I the only one who thinks of Ted Knight when they say mer? Good, John. How do we drink?
Coffee with Irish whiskey.
Coffee with Irish whiskey. What Irish whiskey? Are we talking Jameson?
Yes. Oh,
there we go.
Is there another?
Yes, Bushmills. Yeah.
Tullamore Dew.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Okay. There's like
I'm
11.
Mine's Jameson.
Green Ore.
Nick?
Good enough.
A long time ago, before I grew balls, it was eggnog and Kahlua. Now it's just a nice Moscow Mule in a nice copper mug.
Vodka, ginger beer, and a little bit of wine.
With a little Tito's.
Yeah, Tito's. Yeah,
I love my Tito's.
By the way, if you like Goose Schmo, but you want to save a few bucks, Tito's is the way to go.
We'll be a second to Brett.
Oh.
Victoria, go.
So, yeah, I no longer partake, but when I did...
Cut her off.
It was
Victoria's
just hot toddy forever.
What is that?
Hot toddy. Like a hot whiskey, it's like sugar and hot water and Irish whiskey and lemon with cloves in it. So you put the lemon, the cloves, the sugar, the whiskey, and hot water.
Also, it's very good for a chest cold.
It's great for a cold, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
And it also puts you in like this complete state of like sleepy drunkenness.
Yeah, don't think you have a cider in that too, or no?
You can do that.
Yeah, that's good. I've had that. Sure.
Jameson and hot chocolate's
also
really good. Preventative.
I want Nick.
It could be. If you're not an alcoholic.
A long time ago. Eggnog?
Store-bought
eggnog and Kahlua.
There's a rule.
I'm drinking eggnog. It's a Southern Comfort one.
No. Now I'm going to bourbon, and that's what I want to do.
Oh
my God.
And then I drank a half a bottle of it and threw my guts up. I can't even smell black liquor.
I drank two bottles of that and I was sitting in the dog for four days.
And he threw
never
up half
drink that
face.
Again. It was good.
We were walking
down the trail and we went to this like pit fire and we all hung out. I banged my girlfriend. I drank a half a bottle.
Classy.
And then threw my guts up. I've never smelled.
That was my junior. That was my senior prom. Smoke a bottle onto the limo kind of thing. We were like,
oh,
great.
These bitches, pick up
that phone.
Why is Jingle Producer not telling them they have a phone call?
So I hear we have a phone call.
Yeah.
About damn time.
Sorry, Chris.
No. I'm getting hate mail from them.
Did you go?
I did.
And I'm sorry.
Oh,
I apologize.
I did not.
Please, Chris Hayes, what is your
generally look? You can go Manhattan.
Boys,
you
shut
can
up.
Go old fashioned,
which is just really, really, really nice. Tom, wait a second. But when the family come over and you've had too much time, I'm going to
Nice.
Oh, and
my
you can go
God.
And.
Now a grown-up party.
Who brings visual aids to the party?
Getting laid.
You did hear the beep, right?
And
I heard it.
It's our holiday.
Hello.
Oh,
and
you.
What? And we got our favorite buddies on the line, so now they can join with
us. He's like Santa's elf, this guy.
I look at him.
Brown or clear, boy.
It's the boys
brown.
Of
Only
Gay Talk 2.0.
My man, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, on the phone with us right now are our sister station.
I will cut you.
my God.
Our family, the guys at Gay Talk 2.0 are with us.
Yes.
Hello, boys.
Frisco. Hi, guys.
Hello, Frisco.
Hello, boys.
Oh, I miss you, boys.
Listen.
All right,
first,
let's try to keep this so we can actually hear each other.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
First of all, Mike Avelli, I love you, baby.
Oh, I love you, too. I miss you
and
so
I'm,
much.
I'm calling you Mike because, you know, that's a shout-out to our friend Jess, who totally, like, screwed up your first day.
He kept calling me Mike.
I love it.
I was like, well, Mike and Ike, you can't go wrong.
Listen, I know that you guys had a show to do, but we just wanted to call and say, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and all that good stuff because you guys... All of you are like our brothers and sisters.
And Schmo kept texting us.
Of course.
So there's that.
Texting his wife, Trish. and you know, we just love you.
I love my baby girl.
Oh, I know you do, baby. Mm. She's waiting for you to come over so you can take a shit in her backyard.
I do have an extra squatty potty now, Schmo. It's got your name on it. So either way, we would just call and say hello. What's going on?
Tequila right now.
These are kind of sipping tequila.
I definitely want that squatty potty. I want one so bad.
There's a brand new one sitting in my living room waiting for you, Schmo.
I have the bamboo wooden, the decor squatty potty. It's nice. It's, you know, it's nice, I guess.
So, Ike, I have a question for you.
What's that? It's supposed to come out clean.
Hold on, they got a question.
I got a question.
So, Ike, how are these straight people in the studio treating their one of their first official LGBTQ members of the community as one of the idiots on the show?
Well, Tom, I would say that maybe they should worry about how I'm treating them.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
How about that?
Mistress treats a slave.
That's not true. That's not true, Tom.
Yes, Daddy, may I have another?
Why is it not true? Are you coming out to us, Andy, Julia?
No. How long did we have Dre on our show?
Well, but see, Dre is transgender. I mean,
that's
she is
part of the LGBT.
She is part of the LGBT
she's
community.
She's digging something today right now.
No. But she is part of the LGBT community. And we love Dre. We've had Dre on our show as well. But, I'm talking about you have a gay man sitting on your show right now. And I asked him, how are the boys?
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy. Oh, my God. They just found out you're gay?
Yeah, we did.
Uh-oh.
What? Really?
Uh-oh.
No.
Anyway,
I didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Andy.
No, Victoria, she's joking. Yeah. We're talking about this bowl up my ass the whole time. Go ahead,
Andy, in the spirit of the holidays.
Like that means anything.
In the spirit of the holidays, I wanted to touch base with you about one of our subscribers or listeners that reached out to you when you used a very, very...
Oh, God, we're going back to this?
Iffy word. Yes, you know, and you apologized on air. I really appreciate that you did that. Thank you.
I respect, you know how I am. And we love you.
No, but you know what? You handled that like a fucking pro because you did what you had to do, and you made things right. And, you know, this listener really appreciated that.
Can I just say something?
Did he get his shirt, by the way?
Wait, hold on. Can I just say something? It's funny that you are thanking him for correcting himself on air. Meanwhile, we get an email from one of our listeners.
Yes, in Canada.
In Canada, fine. That slamming me for something I said, and I wanted to apologize, and you were like, no, I'm not apologizing for saying that. No.
Well, you know Tom.
We didn't say anything wrong.
You know Tom.
But now, so first of all, did he get his t-shirt, Schmo? Because you did say you were going to send them a shirt.
Not yet.
Yes, what are you waiting for?
I got the address from Andy. It's already made.
Oh, Lord.
Well, since we're on
TV. He got a super fan shirt with the Superman symbol on it and his name underneath. But I got to get the address from Andy.
Mind you, I already sent him the address once.
What a mess.
Okay, mind you, it is Schmo.
Schmo, I do got to say, my gay talk and idiot shirt, it just says A-T. 2.0 now. And I watched it inside out. I watched it inside out.
I wasn't sure about that.
All right, well, listen, boys. We don't want to take
up. I will send you guys new ones.
Sounds good. Merry Christmas.
Hold on, before we hang up, I hear you guys have Nick G in studio, and I just want to say, hi, Nick!
Well, hey, Nick.
Hey, Nick, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm fine.
How's Meg's new show going?
Megan's show is doing great. I don't know if any of your listeners are into mom podcasts, Andy.
Right.
But I produce a podcast called the UBU Podcast with Megan Liv. My wife suddenly jumped on the bandwagon.
Oh, nice.
And now podcast every other week. She's it's amazing. She's way better than me. Way better than me.
Well, we did talk about it on our show
today.
She
does unbelievable things in 40 minutes every other week.
Nice.
Yeah,
that could go actually a different way, couldn't it?
It really could have.
It could.
Well, guys, I'm glad she's not listening.
Guys, there's something I want you to in on. We're going to work on this for 2018. I'm not sure if we're going to do it in January or February, but we want to do a dating game for Ike Valley.
Oh, a dating game.
Here's what we're going to do. We'll figure out a date or whatever, but can you guys promote it on your show? Like, if anybody's interested, you can contact us or you guys, and then we'll filter it through each other.
You mean if they want Ike Valley?
I'm looking for a date.
We're thinking about the vetting
process. Victoria is definitely on that board.
I'm going to have to help that guy, our
boys up, you could totally vet some of these candidates, especially if you put it out there.
This sounds dangerously close to prostitution.
Are you...
It's not
Are you ready?
He's going to dinner. He's not... make it. I got 50 bucks next, to do that. Next like, okay, you need to date him.
Right. The next hashtag is going to be hashtag Ike 2.
Ike 2. So, yes.
So listen, are you ready for the barrage of emails and responses that you're going to get? Ike is a hot guy. He's going to get a lot.
He's a hot guy.
Why are you going to do that? Why are you going to downplay it, Ike?
No. They got to get hot. They got to have money. They got to take him on a nice date.
Right. And they got to have a big
I have very high standards for him.
Oh, my God.
Right. You got to. I have high standards for me, too. Prisoners are fine. You know, eventually, if you don't want to date them, they're going to go away 5 to 10. So,
you want to be putting money on somebody's books for the rest of your life?
Hey.
Oh, my God. They're amazing.
Boys, we love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas and
holidays.
Happy holidays. Okay, don't forget happy holidays.
Right. Both.
Happy holidays.
All of them. And
most importantly, guys, don't forget 2018, we're going to be all making peach impeachment martinis.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Oh,
I cannot wait.
Have fun that.
Hello?
Isn't that going to be fun?
Are you using Tito's vodka or Absolute Peach?
Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Yeah, because you know what can do is take Tito's vodka, and then you can take actual peaches and puree them in a, like a...
Then you can throw in the puree of peaches
and stuff and shake it over ice, add a little bit of like...
Seems a little chunky to me.
No, but you take the puree, you shake it over ice, and then you strain it. But you're going to add... what's not sour mix? What's the other one? Simple syrup, and you make it nice and sweet. Oh my God, it's gonna be delicious.
Oh my God! And then we'll line the glass with Cheetos.
Of course. All right, guys. Listen.
All right, boys. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We love you guys.
Good night. They're amazing. Those guys are just a mess
when it's all of us.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
We need a talking stick, a virtual talking stick.
Right? It's like, hello, how are you? No, but seriously, they're great guys.
They are.
They're a great group of people. You know, again, their show is more comedic based. I mean, we throw our little funny zingers.
We like to have fun, yeah.
Of course. But, you know, our show is a little bit more on serious topics and talking about things that affect our community. But once in a blue moon, it's always good to have a good laugh because laughter is the key and the important factor of being able to be enlightened and to be happy and to let go of stress. And that's very important.
I'll tell you something else that helps you let go of stress.
Of course. Getting plowed.
No, a little bit of acupuncture, which I had today.
She had acupuncture in other places too.
No, but funny story. So I tell my acupuncturist basically everything. And I told her today that I'm in a relationship and I've been extremely sexually active, which is rare for me. And she was like, honey, that's why your upper back is so fucked up. What positions does he have you in?
All of them.
Honey, I'm telling you, she fixed me right up and she's ready to go again. Mm-hmm. So just putting that out there.
Al's going to be in a lot
soon.
Of trouble.
We'll just call him walking in with her spine at a right angle.
We'll just call him Albert. Albert is going to
be
in a
lot of
trouble.
No, I hate that name.
Yeah, that's a
we can call him Che.
Okay, Che. No, but seriously, it's going to be insane. I can just imagine all the maneuvers and stuff on that new bed that you just got.
Oh, yeah, and I got a new bed.
Of course.
A big old bed.
It's got a nice little, like, backboard.
Mm-hmm.
She can do some backflips off of that thing.
Thank you, Michael Buckley.
Oh, you're welcome.
I still owe you half the money.
Oh, Michael moved.
I know, it's so sad.
He's in Denver, right?
He moved to Denver.
Yeah, he moved to Colorado, and, you know, what are you going to do?
Anyway,
shit happens. So I have one more story. Well, I have a couple of stories that I could talk about if you guys want to keep going. We cannot sign off without talking about the shit show that was the firing of Omarosa.
Okay, so wait. So she ended up getting fired?
She said she stepped down. No, she didn't step down. Allegedly, let's see that. The New York Post said, okay, and I
fake
quote,
news.
No, it's not fake news. I think it's real. Omarosa fired. She was physically dragged from the White House. So the former Apprentice star Omarosa Newman had to be dragged kicking and screaming from the White House on Tuesday night after she refused to believe that Donald Trump had fired her, according to reports. The official version from the Trump administration was that the reality TV star turned political aide resigned to pursue other opportunities, but numerous reports from inside of the very leaky 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, which is very true because, you know, we've got a lot of stuff from there, had to have the now ex-director, had the now ex-director of communications for the public liaison office going out in a hail of profanities at Chief of Staff John Kelly, who told her to pack her things and get the fuck out. I was like, oh my God.
So,
I'm not surprised.
The article does say she then tried to storm into the president's residence to appeal the decision of the commander in chief. And Kelly had to kick her fucking out. Well, she's been under hail because she was going up there on TV saying, I'm so happy to be serving the black community. And so many of the, many people's were wide-eyed. People of the black community were like, what? You didn't care about us. You never did anything for us.
I listen to The Read every week, okay? And The Read, if you're not familiar with The Read, Crystal and Kid Fury, they went in on her. They were like, all right, you know, this woman is a woman of color, but she is not part of our community. She abandoned our community pretty much. I mean, these two dug
That's how I
in.
Feel about every fucking person in the White House in general. Any woman that's working under President Trump, you're abandoning your community.
They went in. And you know what? It's like, I believe that it happened. I could see it because, you know, if you guys never watched The Apprentice, I did. She was a bitch. She was nasty. She was arrogant. She was, I am way too top of the line for you. Don't talk to me. That's the kind of person that she is. And I'm like, you know what? Get over yourself. Get over yourself. You got fired from that too.
Well,
do we know why?
Does there need to be a why?
No.
The story was just kicking and screaming. It was just amazing. Are you kidding me? I read that. I was like gasping. I was at work.
I still can't believe that he hasn't filled out his cabinet. All he does is he keeps firing people.
Well, did you see the last person he tried to go into for, what was it? For federal court. I forget the position. And he couldn't answer a single question.
Oh my God, I saw that.
I don't remember exactly what cabinet position he was going for, but he could. And the person asking him the question finally ended with, like,
have you ever tried anything
in
the
civil
state
court,
level?
Federal court? Yeah, anything like that. He's like, no, I haven't.
No,
and he couldn't explain any doctrines he was asking. Literally, it was just like, I don't know where to go next because you're unqualified.
Why are these people even being appointed in any way to these jobs?
Well, look at Betsy DeVos.
She's being sued by how many states?
Every state possible. That's not like a red state at this point.
Well, she's being sued over the whole student loan scandal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me tell you, she needs to go.
No, this whole administration needs to go.
It's going to happen. Like Iacovelli said, we're going to be having some Cheetolini teenies. Is that what he said?
Impeachment
teenies.
Oh, that's clever. I didn't hear that part. That's good. I like that.
That's why I was saying, you know, take peach puree, put it in the shaker with some Tito's vodka, add a little bit of simple syrup, make a nice and sweet shake.
I don't give a fuck about it. I will pour a glass full of vodka and drop a peach in it. Like, that's like, skin it all.
Yes. You know, it just amazes me, which is why I'm happy that what happened in Alabama happened for a reason, and that we have the candidate that we have that's about to go into the Senate and do
business. January.
Which is a little too late because unfortunately they're about to pass this tax.
They're going
to
vote on Tuesday and it's going to pass.
Oh, it's going
to even
suck.
If it comes to the tie and Mike Pence doesn't sign it. But with him going in, this will bring to a 51-49 division in the Senate.
That's correct, which means it's going to make it a lot harder for them to pass.
They can
any
lose
major legislation.
If they lose one, it goes to the vice president.
Absolutely,
which will always favor the Republicans.
So speaking of politics and. Senators, Doug Jones. Let's talk a little bit about Doug Jones. This is a man, a champion of equality. This man has been advocating for people of color for many, many, many years. He was one of the people responsible for prosecuting the person or the white supremacists that were responsible for the bombing of that church and where three beautiful young girls of color were killed. And so this man has been championing a lot of doing a lot of good work for the community of color. But I want to talk about his son.
Jones's son?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Who put that story in here?
I added that one.
Okay. Can you tell us, Lord have mercy? Well, first of all, his son is part of the LGBT community. That's very important to put out there.
Which I learned today.
Which is amazing because that just shows you the type of person that Doug Jones is. Someone coming out of Alabama with a son who happens to be gay, who is a champion of, you know, the black community. It's just, he's an amazing person overall, and I think that he is the right person from Alabama to put in our Senate. But his son is
holy hole in a donut, Batman. He's gorgeous.
Thank you. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes. He's like, all right, like he can get it. I wouldn't even charge him.
Well, he could get it. He's got it.
Oh, he's got everything.
Well, to keep things nice, I do have a quote here if I would be able to read that. Yes, of course.
His name is Carson Jones,
by the way. Carson Jones. He was speaking with the Advocate, and Jones said he was, quote, obviously thrilled with my dad's victory. We have been overwhelmed by the support of so many people that made this happen. Alabama made a really big statement that unity wins out. I couldn't be prouder of him or my home state.
Well, it was a big statement, but it wasn't as big as it should have been. And I think we covered that earlier.
Right.
But he's not the public figure.
No, right. Exactly.
Well, he's
gonna
I
didn't learn about him.
He's going to be a public figure to me. Mm-hmm. He's gorgeous.
I don't know. I'm sorry. But if that were me, if I was this guy, what's his name again?
His name is Carson Jones.
If I was Carson, I would take and run with the limelight while you have it. Because, God, this, I mean, like...
Run for office. Run for congressional office.
Not even that. I'm just saying,
like
I continue to preach. I mean, like, put our voices out there. The fact that your dad is going into the Senate, this is big.
Of course,
a Democrat from Alabama will be serving in the United States Senate for the first time, for the first time in over 40 years.
He has the opportunity.
I believe the first Democrat official elected into higher office in over, I think it was like 10 or
whatever.
Years?
Carson has the opportunity here to change.
Yes, he does.
What everybody thinks of Alabama.
What do you think about reaching out and seeing if he'll come and talk to us on the show?
You know, I'll email him.
Yes, I'm so proud of you, Trish.
He'll probably be like, "My dad just got elected. Let's take it easy for just a minute before this stuff starts."
And I'll be like, "Have you met me? You haven't. I'm Trish. No. Hello.
Hi." And I'm going to like stalk you at this point. All right. So listen, we've got one more promo for you that we need to play. This is another message from another one of our sponsors. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Studio Sweden. If you're looking for an affordable headset with amazing sound quality, style, and comfort, head on over to studiosweden.com and take a look at the selection of headsets available. With an amazing variety, you are sure to find one that suits your style and needs. Use discount code GAYTALK2.0 for 15% off your entire order, and remember, it's free shipping worldwide. studiosweden.com. Now back to the show. All right. Thank you so much. Those are words from our wonderful sponsor, Studio Sweden, studiosweden.com. Telling you, these headsets are so freaking comfortable. They're amazing. All right. We've got one more story, then we're going to cover our gay talk term, right? And
well, we have two. Well, and then meanwhile, but we'll get there eventually.
Okay. So let's talk about the first one. This is a burn. Nick, you take that.
Oh, I'm taking it?
Sure. Go for
it. Bring it on, girl.
Oh, I'm not ready for this.
Oh, yes, you are.
Okay, so Stefano Gabbana doesn't want to be classified as gay anymore.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, hold on, that's not really a boo.
It is.
Yeah, wait a minute.
He has not wanted to be classified as gay for a very long time.
Correct.
This man has been literally saying and running this bullshit for such a long time. It's really alarming at this point. Why anyone in the gay community would want to support someone that denounces being who they are.
I don't want to be called gay because I'm a simple man, full stop.
No.
The word, no.
I am simply a man, not a simple man. That's a big difference.
Thank you, simply a man. The word gay was invented by those who need to label people, and I don't want to be identified by my sexual choices.
Coming from a person who has a label, Dolce & Gabbana, fuck you.
Here's the thing.
He gets me so upset. It's just as bad as freaking, like, you know.
You are denouncing your entire community by saying you don't want to be labeled as gay. Honey, you're gay. I'm sorry. I don't care if you want to take the label or not. You're denouncing the entire community. You're telling the entire world that being gay is not okay.
No.
Yes, you are.
No, he's not.
Yes, you are.
No.
Because you're denouncing a label.
I'm not saying that what he's doing is wrong or right. But from his perspective, what he's saying is he feels like this was a label that was thrown on people. The same as heterosexual. He feels like people should just be people. We don't need to be labeled any differently than we are the human race.
That's a great ideal.
That's beautiful, Chris.
But you cannot have that ideal until the entire human race has equal rights. And since we don't have equal rights, we have to identify with our communities so that we can fight together with our communities. End of story. Full stop.
There, I was going to say, you better full say full stop. Stop at the
yes!
end of that one.
Yes,
because he did put full stop.
You need to, as a man of power and strength and like... you're a huge focal point. You have the opportunity to do so much for this community, but instead, what are you doing? You're making us look like assholes.
Well, no, I think the thing that's
I understand
really,
the concept.
Yeah, because he's just tired of being called, the gay half of Dolce & Gabbana. Like, I'm just the one half of Dolce & Gabbana. I don't have to be labeled as the gay man, the gay guy, the gay designer, the gay fashion man. I can just be the designer, the fashion man. That's why I understand what he's saying, but I do, in retrospect to that, not retrospect, but I do understand what you're saying, that yes, in the times to come, we still need to be a community to get the deliverance and the justice that we deserve and the mm-hmm. rights we deserve. So we have to stand together and accept those labels. But I do understand what he's saying.
He has had over a decade, right? The first time that he made a statement like this probably was around 2007, maybe earlier. He has had over a decade to perfect a stupid message. Seriously. He has. When he first came out with this shit, it was raunchy and disgusting, what he was saying about the gay community. And I used to wear Dolce & Gabbana cologne. I stopped buying it. I was like, I was done. But the fact that this is coming up again and now it's more polished, it looks like some PR person really took down that message and sort of kind of played with it a little bit.
Probably.
But, you know.
I just, I feel like, you know, I understand where he's coming from, but I want to, if it were up to me and I could sit down with him, I'd be like, I want you to empower to embrace that. Embrace the fact that that is who you are and that is what you bring and show the world. Mm-hmm. Show the world that a gay man can create this amazing clothing line and become such a strong and powerful individual.
Or if you wanted to show the world that a man that happens to be gay, you can flip that around, makes amazing clothes. Sure, do that. But you can't sit there, I mean, in my opinion, you can't sit there and denounce the fact that you don't want to be considered gay anymore because you want to focus on being considered human. Well, that's a given. We're all human.
And
it's
right,
he doesn't want to be considered gay. He doesn't want to be labeled.
Well, well, you don't want to be labeled gay, but unfortunately, okay, so we're all human. We're born with that. Unfortunately, we can't change that. But you can identify with a community to bring awareness to that community. And by saying that you don't want to be labeled gay,
especially like nowadays, you see all these people coming out in droves and wanting to support the community and build the community up and keep our rights where they are. You, as an individual, need to be visible and embrace who you are until everybody in this entire world has equal rights. And that's just how it is. It's just how it is.
But I think it kind of also can go back to the innocence of childhood where, you know, you're out playing with your friends and it doesn't matter if they're white, black, Indian, Asian, you don't see the race. You have to be taught that that's something different, that these are different. And we're going to, now that you know these are different, we are going to label that friend black, that friend white, that friend Asian. So I think that's like the innocent side of it.
You're 100% correct.
But that comes with self-awareness.
Yeah, no, but you're...
Even ourselves.
Hold on. You're 100% correct, Chris. You are right. And as children, we do have that. We don't see things the way adults do. But the fact that he is an adult and he's living in the adult world where this is still a problem, he needs to identify and support the community in which he is a part of.
But clearly, and until he's not choosing to be an activist.
Well, and so. Until... And I'm not asking him to be an activist. But if you identify and be who you are and be out and proud and visible, that is the step that he's... That's the actual correct step that he needs to make in order to get what he wants a reality.
You know, I'll give you an example. Ricky Martin's gay. He came out and said to the world, I am gay. I'm a father. I have two children. Beautiful children, by the way. But he's not an activist. I mean, he does...
Right, you don't have to be. Of course not.
He does activism, but not necessarily for the LGBT community, but he is strong in the fact that he was secure enough in himself and in wanting to let the world know that this is who I am. It doesn't define me. It doesn't have to define. As humans, being gay doesn't define you. Well, unless you're Trish, but...
No, being gay doesn't define me either, but it's a huge part of who I am.
That was meant to be just me being jokeful towards
you. Which we already got her going in this conversation, but, so I knew that wasn't going to come as a joke.
So, but it doesn't define you, but you know what? It is part of who you are, and we need to embrace that too. And
yeah, until kids aren't committing suicide because they're not welcome in their own fucking homes.
Hello.
Until every single gay individual in this entire country is given the exact benefits, healthcare, and all of that bullshit, just like everybody else, until every single person feels comfortable to get married and love who they love out and proud.
Or hold hands while walking down the street.
We need to embrace who we are because we are the change that we want to see in the world. And like that's just what it is.
It's the God honest truth. And you know, it's...
And we don't have equal rights.
We don't.
We don't.
But I know a
place... And our rights can be taken away.
In a heartbeat. But I know a place that does. And I think that Christopher should totally tell us about it.
Does that mean, meanwhile,
in Canada? I missed it.
You did fucking miss it.
She was up on her nose.
Well, so we know everything going on with the Supreme Court in the United States taking on the cake controversy.
Cakegate.
Cakegate. I like that. I like that. I haven't heard that one.
Cakegate. Cakegate.
I like that. So two grooms-to-be wanted the, quote, gayest cake ever.
Yeah.
And that is what they got. Same-sex wedding cakes are turning out to be a divisive political symbol in the U.S., but one bakery north of the border, it's a much different story. So Chris Farias and Jared Lenover of Ontario, Canada, wanted to get a head start on the forthcoming wedding by making a statement. So Farias said to the vice president and creative director of Canadian brand services organization Kite String, began planning a celebration for the one-year anniversary of his engagement to Lenover. He asked Hamilton's Cake and Loaf Bakery to make him the gayest cake ever.
And they sure did.
And boy, did they deliver.
Oh my God. The cake is amazing.
The cake is beautiful.
It's gorgeous. I feel like that cake should be at your wedding, Trish.
Oh, this is such a Trish
20
cake.
20 times over, though. Like, it needs to be massive. It needs to be like 9 times the size of that. So that, you know, you could just stare at it.
Okay, as much as I'm... Oh, that is really cute.
Can I read the description of this?
Yes,
go ahead,
please.
Trish. What were you going to say? You had your hand over your heart and you were looking all gay, so go ahead. Give your input.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want this at my wedding because I want my wedding to be classier.
Bullshit. You preach fucking rainbows and you want a rainbow at my fucking wedding.
Okay, fine. I'd have it at my wedding, but the top shit's gotta go.
That's the best part.
The unicorn horn will say.
Oh, I get what you're saying. The fondant on the top. Yeah.
That's gotta go.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and give a description of this.
I was just about to say, I was like, wait a minute. Don't you love unicorns too?
Of course she does.
Unicornbooty.com.
Hey. So, the colorful convection had rainbow stripes, multicolored flowers, and a golden unicorn horn, LGBTQ, inclusive, proud, and united, were all written in icing around the circumference of the cake, as well as love is love, the iconic phrase popularized by Hamilton composer Lin-Manuel Miranda in his 2016 Tony
Award.
Thank you, Tom. Tony Award speech honoring the 49 victims of the Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando, Florida.
That's awesome.
It's a beautiful cake. It's been all over Facebook. Damn it, cursive. We made it so far. I thought I was going to make it to the end tonight. It's all over Facebook and Instagram, so you could definitely check it out and see this beautiful cake. And it really wasn't a problem up there.
Gorgeous. I'm going to Instagram it too, but I do say preach visibility, but... They did it.
No, they didn't just preach it. They baked visibility.
Oh, boy, did they deliver.
They baked it. They iced it. I'm sure they delivered it.
That's amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's a gorgeous cake. Mm-hmm.
And it's a great statement because what's going on in the Supreme Court of the United States right now.
Oh, that was such a divisive. That was definitely a zinger.
Oh, of course. 100%.
Definitely.
100%.
So it's like, yeah, you don't want to do it. Well, guess what? In Canada, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's hey, beautiful. JT. That's amazing. Yes, Justin Trudeau.
Thank you. I was waiting for you to be like, who's JT? Who's JT? I'm like,
it's not Justin Timberlake. We know.
Obvi.
But also, he's cute too. So, either way. All right. So, listen, let's talk about our gender. Oh,
girl, what do you think this was? Like 2017 months ago?
Gay talk term. Do we want to do a gay talk term?
Sorry. I'm not.
It ain't in the notes. Did you pick one?
No. Why don't we start with Today in Gay History?
All right, let's start with Today in Gay History.
So Today in Gay History brought to you by
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
There it is. And this is great because of what we learned last week. So Today in Gay History, December 18th, 2009, yes. Where? Barum, in Austria. The Bundesrat.
What did you say before that? Warum?
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 Why?
Why? Oh.
So the okay. Bundesrat approval of the bill. Oh, excuse me. Austria legalizes civil unions.
Uh huh.
So in 2000.
What was this?
In Austria, 2009.
Okay.
So the Bundesrat's approval of this bill means that the law would take effect on January 1st. And now we learn since, as of last week, Austria took it the step further and the Bundesrat approved marriage equality across the board for the entire nation of Austria.
Also, wait, and I think we touched base on this, but in Austria, it is now legal for heterosexual couples to actually go into a civil union.
Yes, indeed.
Because they were doing that to sort of kind of advocate for equal marriage rights mm-hmm. in the country. So straight couples who didn't want to get married
can do the civil union because yeah. that's all that gay couples could do.
Exactly.
Up until last Tuesday, I believe it was Monday night, early Tuesday morning. Up until that point, gay couples could only get a civil union.
So I'm wondering if these couples who went through the whole civil union ceremonies, if now they're, because gay couples can now marry in Austria, if they're going to go and do the full floor.
Because they're like, everyone can marry now.
Yeah, it's amazing. Hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
I was very happy to see that when we were going through the.
I was a little confused when I first heard the story because I was like, oh, well, why would they want civil unions? But then, boom, it just, a light bulb went off in my head. I was like, okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. Are you ready, Trish?
Yes.
All right.
All right. This week's Gay Talk term, brought to you by, of course,
UnicornBooty.com.
Not really.
Since we're talking about so much of diversity and stuff, it's do social work.
Ooh. Okay.
This is known from San Francisco in the 70s, and it means to date a member of another race, to strive to be instantly hip by showing one's broad-mindedness.
That is totally Icavelli. Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone that, because, you know, we did mention that we were going to be finding him a date.
Yeah.
He's completely into black men. That's all he dates.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, Icavelli's all about doing social work.
Yeah, social work, Icavelli.
And so is Trish when it comes to porn.
We did talk about that. Oh, my God.
You're the one who shared it with us.
She just threw the book down.
That's on the internet forever. None of us can run for public office ever.
No.
There goes my dream.
Hello.
Okay.
Wow. Are we making great time tonight?
We are. I think we are. Yeah.
Let's close this out.
I got to pee.
All right. Well, let me get to my notes here. Hold on. I'm coming. Yep, there it is. All right, so are you guys ready?
Surely.
All right, well, let's get some notes on the books. Christopher?
No.
Or do you want me to do it? All right.
Well, yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to us today. It is amazing. If you love the show, you know what you can do to help us out. Go, go onto your favorite application, whether it's, you know, digital stream radio. You can go to Stitcher.
Tom, just read what you wrote. No.
I don't want to. Stitcher Radio.
That's what I say.
Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, and all that stuff. All those apps gives you the opportunity to be able to actually go in and like us and rate us and review us and do all that good stuff. You can also subscribe to the show. So you can get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your favorite device week after week. And also, we're on Patreon. So if you want to help us out financially, you can do that by donating a little bit here and there. It is a season to be giving. So give to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast. We love you. And Christopher?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read. So for mine, next week, we are very excited for this. And I think it's a first. It's going to be a first for Gay Talk.
It is.
Next week, we bring you a compilation of our greatest M&Ms of 2017. M&Ms, you ask? Moments and meltdowns.
Yeah.
So we are very much looking forward to the three of us sitting down and going through all of the episodes that we did in this past
meltdowns.
Interesting year.
Who's melted down on this show?
Trish. Tom. I mean, we've had our moments.
We've all had our moments.
Yeah,
so
I think we have.
We'll be sure to emphasize some cursive out there, but it'll be nice where the three of us will go down. We're going to look through the best moments to bring for you guys this past year.
And it's worth noting, the reason why we're doing this, obviously, is because it is Christmas. We want to take at least one night off for us to be able to do something with our loved ones. So
I'll be with Tom.
Yeah, he'll be with me. We'll be cooking dinner. You're always invited. You don't need an invitation to walk up in this house. You know I can unlock the door from my phone. Shut the fuck up.
I would have came in and there were only going to be two Cornish game hens.
Any
both for Tom, none for Trish.
That's true, but I'm making mac and cheese. No, but seriously, so we needed a night off, so we figured, you know, the best way to do that is to give you guys a little bit of the best and greatest of 2017.
We've been at it for 94 damn weeks. Give us a fucking break, people.
Jesus. So, you know, that's what you get next week from us. We're super excited to be able to go, you know, sift through all of our catalog and find our amazing moments and craziness that we do week after week. So, Trisha?
Thank you, thank you, thank... Wait. Yeah. Okay.
Nope, didn't
wait,
happen.
Hold on. I'm just going to roll it back. We're going to figure this out, and we're going to reach out to Charlotte. We will have... Hopefully, we will have her on the show. I would really love to talk about her book. And that being said... Sorry we couldn't share her with our listeners today.
I'm a little, I'm disappointed because, you know, unfortunately we weren't able to connect the way that we planned, but we're going to make it work.
Yeah, we always do.
Because I feel that the book is going to do a lot of great things, mm-hmm. and it does a lot of great things.
And it gives me time to finish reading it, so.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just like, we dropped the ball on this interview. Who do you think it is? Hans Hershey?
Hello.
Ooh, we didn't even record that one.
Oh, Hans.
But anyway, speaking of Hans, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, can we put a rubber on this episode?
Yes. Let's put a big rubber on it.
Excellent. As always, guys, our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under show and episodes. It is also available as a free download on iTunes, Google Play Music, and Stitcher Radio.
Nick announces, you can find us on social media, Facebook, gaytalk2.0, Instagram, gaytalk2.0. You can... find us on Twitter at KTalk20. You can email us at KTalk2.0@gmail.com. Tom, do something.
One more email to roast Trish.
I'm not reading this either. Right, anyway, yes, I am. If you need to reach out to us, you can head on over to our website, click on the Contact Us tab right at the top of your web browser. You can leave comments, suggest topics, submit a question for the cast, or a question for an individual host. You can also call us by... you can call us and leave us a voicemail. You can do so by calling 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need the numbers, that is 334-429-8255. We do stream live every Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can access that live stream by visiting digitalstreamradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our show for this evening. We do want to say again, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all. And y'all can have a good night.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.